Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Another Saturday morning of discussion of something very current, very important. Before we do that, Leanne, give your phone number.
My phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
We encourage you to call us or call the station if you do have some questions. Maybe something we've said triggers something and you'd like some more information. Don't hesitate. Do call us. And if you call the station, they can give the answers to send it to us.
Sometime in the future, we haven't set up time yet, we're going to have a Social Security spokesman on. If you've got a Social Security question, you have to get it to us ahead of time because that's very important that he gets. Make sure he gives you the right information. So be forewarned, we're going to talk Social Security with one of the people from the federal government.
And you could send those questions Monday, Tuesday, any day during the week or even on the weekends if you send them via email or call them in during the weekday, too. We'll take any questions.
He used to be on the station or on the show quite a while with us way back when, and we so enjoyed him. And then he was unable to be on for a long time, but now he can come
back
on.
Now he told us we can come back on, so we're gonna get him back on again.
Good deal.
So, now, let's talk about long-term care today, Leanne.
This is really, really important.
Why?
Because as we age, it becomes an important thing that we have to deal with. As you age, you do go through different situations with your health, and long-term care might come into the situation because of the fact your body doesn't always keep up with what you want your body to do.
Boy, and I can tell that now at our age. So, Leanne, I've got questions that have come up a little bit. So why don't you give me the questions, and we'll talk about some long-term care.
All right. First of all, when you're looking at buying long-term care, you're going to buy it through a company that handles long-term care. So, Garwin, talk about the different companies that handle long-term care, because that has changed drastically.
Most of the major players have bailed out of the long-term care coverage. Why? Because they felt they couldn't make money. In fact, Genworth just sold themselves. Genworth was the big player. They were the biggest of the big players, and they bailed out of long-term care about 2 years ago. And now I just saw in the paper the other day they sold themselves to a Japanese company. Plus the fact the Japanese company not only going to pay for their stock, but they're going to sweeten the deal by putting some money in reserves because they're losing money in their long-term care coverage.
And their long-term care policies are getting more expensive.
And they're getting more expensive. The question always comes up, should I buy long-term care? And the answer is there is obviously there's no personal answer because everybody's situation is different. But if you are a tweener, and when I consider a tweener, people who don't have very many assets, probably $100,000 or less, you probably don't need it. That's what Medicaid is for. But if you've got $3 to $4 million of assets, you probably don't need it. You can self-fund it. Although having said that, I have several of those kinds of people who bought long-term care. Because they said, if I need care, I don't want to spend my own money. I want to have insurance company help me pay for it.
I think one of the things you have to look at is how long did your parents live? And did they have a health problem that they had to think about that the individual might inherit or come across?
That is very, very important. If you've had diabetes or strokes or heart problems in your family, very, very likely some of the children are going to have those same problems, and that's the ones who really, really ought to look at long-term care and have it purchased before you get too old because it gets so terribly expensive at the older ages.
I imagine when you're talking about buying it, you're looking at the 50s to the 60s being the right age.
That's perfect. 50s to 60s is the time to really look at it. And you may not want it. You may decide, I'm not going to do it. Then that's fine. At least you've looked at it, you've priced it out, you've made the discussion, understood how Medicare and Medicaid work in the conjunction with long-term care, because Medicare and Medicaid do pay for some care.
There's another way to buy long-term care, too. You can buy it on life insurance policies, and you can buy it on annuities.
Right, and those really are very different than the traditional long-term care policy because you know they're going to pay the benefit out. The traditional long-term care policy, one of the biggest drawbacks is you may not get any money out of it. You may pay for 20, 30 years and then die and never collect.
And that's why the insurance industry came out with this kind of a program.
So now you buy it with the long-term care rider on a life contract or an annuity contract, the benefits are going to be paid out. If you don't pay it out in long-term care, you take it out as income in an annuity or take it out as death benefit.
When you think of an annuity, a lot of people have confusion about it, but an annuity is like Social Security because Social Security is an annuity.
Social Security is truly an annuity. And if Bob wins that $80 million in the jackpot that's laying out there, they will offer him an annuity, and that's what they do. They say you can take it as a lump sum or you can take it as an annuity guaranteed for whatever so many period of time.
And what do you advise in that situation?
I take the money.
Yeah, I know you won't walk away from it.
You're right.
That would be my guess right now. Take the money, pay my taxes, and then I buy my own annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I
have a little more control.
More control, yep. But that's my own personal opinion.
Now, you may already have a long-term care policy. If you have, don't just stuff it into a drawer. Do review it occasionally and talk to your insurance agent or your planner about it so that you know exactly what you have and also you're up to date with what you are going to use.
I am amazed when I call my long-term care clients, and sometimes I haven't talked to them 3, 4, 5 years, and I'm getting a dirty look from my wife on that one because I'm supposed to call every year and I don't.
Yes, you are.
Sometimes I don't get a hold of them. I do try sometimes.
Yes, you do.
But it's amazing. When I talk to Bob and Mary and I'll say, do you know, you've got your long-term care. Yeah, we bought $100 a day.
So what's it worth now when you've had it for 5 years?
$100 a day.
Maybe.
No, it is not worth $100 a day. I have only sold one set of contracts, and that was to my brother and his wife, without cost of living. The cost of living increases the benefit on a yearly basis. Whether it's a simple or a compound cost of living, you do not have $100 a day. I just talked to a lady the other day who I wrote 16 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. I have talked to her in the meantime, by the way, Leanne. You don't have to give me a licking on this one.
No, I know that.
But
this one
she has got over $300 a day of benefit.
It grows,
and she is very pleased, obviously, that she's got that much coverage. She's a widow, and the kids are gone. Of course, they've taken off, moved away, and she said, "Boy, I'm okay if I need care." Not that she wants to cover it, but if she's okay.
When we talk about long-term care, my parents were in the nursing home. My mother for 10 years, my dad for 5. Your mother, well, and they died in the 87 and 90, but your mother lived to 100, and she was in the nursing home how many years?
Just a couple years, and she put herself in.
And that does not always happen that way.
No, but she didn't want the boys to worry about her, so she checked herself in the nursing home. But that's not normal.
Because people are living longer, and that's why we say consider this and also look at your heritage as to what your family did.
So I want to go back a little bit to that, what we were talking about before, and looking at what you've covered you've got. You really need to look at about three things. Number one is, what is my daily benefit? My daily benefit was $100 a day, but now it's probably $180. It might be $200 a day. Do I have cost of living on that thing? And the cost of living will increase the benefit every year. And the question always comes up, well, if I go on claim, my benefit is frozen. No, it continues to increase. That's really important. If particularly somebody who goes into a nursing home for 3, 4, 5 years, that benefit will keep increasing. So we've got the daily benefit, the cost of living, and when does the benefit start? Typically, they're started 90 days, but they might be 20. This lady that I just talked about that got $300 a day, she's got a 20-day wait.
That's unusual.
That's what she wanted. And I have a note in my file saying that she requested a 20-day wait. Normally, I wouldn't do that. I go a 90-day wait, but that she wanted a 20-day wait. The companies won't even issue those anymore. So she is really covered very well. So look at your daily benefit, look at your cost of living, and when does the benefit start?
Now, let's move on to something that has come about. With the insurance companies, more and more insurance companies are going out of that side of the business. But there's something else that's come in that people can use in place of an insurance company, and that is...
Well, it's not in place of an insurance. It is an insurance company, but it's called critical care.
But it's not a long-term
care. It's not a long-term care contract. It pays you a benefit if you have a claim against certain items, such as a stroke, heart attack, diabetes, something like that. And they will pay you money. Just pure and simple, they'll pay you cash.
And you can use it for whatever you want.
It's your money to spend. Now, the interesting thing about that is I have gotten several people insured with critical care who were turned down by long-term care companies.
Because they're getting so picky, they really are, that they want to accept you.
But they will issue the critical care contracts. Now, to me, it doesn't make logical sense, but that's the way it is. And the critical care is not a giveaway. They're not looking to pay a claim, but it is a benefit that's very good.
Do you have to be in perfect health to get these purchased?
No, you don't have to be in perfect health, but it's certain things they won't take. Mm-hmm. They won't take somebody who's got current cancer. Mm-hmm. Diabetes is a no-no.
Okay. Autoimmune conditions?
No, those not necessarily. Okay. It might be depending on severity. But there are certain things that are just, when I talk to people very briefly and I'll ask some health questions and when they say, well, I've got current cancer or I've got this or I've had that, no use wasting our time. But having said that, people who have, I just did a critical care contract on a guy who had been turned down for long-term care and he's had a lot of heart problems. They issued the critical care because they exclude that heart, but everything else is covered.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there are some things we can do with critical care we could not do with long-term care.
Okay.
Now, what do you think is the best age to go and apply? You had mentioned it. I want you to reaffirm that.
I would look at once you hit 50, you ought to be looking at it. Absolutely. And 50, 55 is prime time. There is no perfect time. Obviously, it's people who get 60s and 70s who can buy it, but...
It gets much more expensive.
Much more expensive, and that's the thing.
Do you ever run into a problem, and I know we're running short of time, where you're trying to catch up in your savings, and you need to purchase long-term care, but you need to catch up on your retirement, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that is always a problem. Because let's be blunt about it, there's doggone few people who retire with enough money.
Okay.
And that is really, really something that's very critical.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Well, you're getting back to the fact that you're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And by living longer, you have a bigger exposure to a situation where you're going to need the long-term care. So you have to take into consideration your health history and your parents' health history, et cetera.
Leanne, give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. And be sure and give me a couple questions on Social Security, because we'd love to do that and bring in something that's very important, because I know Jim will be delighted to answer those questions. We're running out of time. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show, and join us again next week at the same time.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KOVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.